Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. We are now semi-pro.
Yes, indeed.
Even though, it's technically a sponsorship.
Yeah, it kind of is, isn't it? We've been endorsed by an actual radio station.
Yeah, we have news.
A genuine radio station.
We're going to a place that has their own internet-based radio network.
Is it just internet, or does it actually have a radio signal that...
No, they don't have a signal.
Oh.
My guess is they couldn't afford it or get the licensing.
Probably not.
Apparently, they still work with the FCC regulations.
We probably have to...
Some
of our stuff we're going to have to X-nay on what we talk about.
Yeah, or maybe at least figure out how to bleep live, which they don't have that ability, so maybe
we'll just have to do self-censoring, you know, radio regulations.
Like, say F.
Yeah.
Instead of the bad word.
Or frickin' or something like that, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. It's going to be very silly. We're going to be doing this show on, a middle school playground, and, we're still concerned about damaging the children's ears. But you got to understand, middle school playground, they know all those words.
Oh, God, yeah.
Kids are awful.
Yeah.
The network we are joining is... Can't do that on the radio.
Yeah.
It's called KOUGradio.com. We don't have a page there yet.
No.
But one will be getting on there soon. They stream live, so I don't have to mess with that anymore.
That's nice.
And I've no idea how their studio works.
Me neither. I'm curious as to see what their equipment looks like. If it's something like this, or is they got the boom mics or what?
I kind of walked in and looked on it. They run on Macs.
Okay.
So
nobody's perfect.
Yeah, I know. boy, that's a great start to our partnership, isn't
it? Well.
Dissing them for the technology that they use. They've actually got those big swivel things that they move around.
I call those the boom mics, so yeah. I don't know what they're called, though.
I think a boom mic is weird,
the thing on the
fuzzy
stick.
One.
Yeah, I know. I just think it's a mic that hangs over your head. I'm just generalizing.
Yeah, but it's pretty fancy. Their speakers are yellow.
Is it air-conditioned?
I don't know if it's... Well, it's inside of a building.
So it's going to be climate controlled, which is going to be an improvement over this, honestly.
Yeah, jeez. All the temperature in here is just controlled by various positions of this window being open.
And when it's
closed.
Hot outside, it doesn't do a whole lot of good.
Yeah, no, especially not. I mean, it seems like a pretty nice place.
Yeah.
And, I'll figure out how it works exactly. And they can have up to 5 people in there.
Oh, cool.
At once. And
cool.
You know, if you got anybody in any of your classes that you think are going to want to be on this, bring them in on this, because we need the people.
Yeah.
Really bad.
And then it's also going to be weird doing an hour show.
Yep, we're going to make it an hour long because they don't really feel like dividing their slots up any smaller than that. So, whatever, we can do it.
Oh, yeah, we just, keep talking.
If it dies down, we do what we always do. Which is either bring up Wikipedia or Reddit and find something and riff on that.
And then that'll usually lead us into something else. Yeah.
And we do good. But I've actually got something that I think is so funny.
I think I do too. I don't know if it's the same thing. I don't know if you think this is funny or tragic.
Ben Affleck is Batman?
Yes. I wasn't sure which you would take it as. Is funny or tragic?
It
could be kind of both, really.
What we have to remember here is he's got a kind of a goofy face.
Yeah.
And it gets even
It's
going
to be kind of a funny in the bat suit.
Yeah.
His face just brrr.
See, that chin just kind of
The chin just kind of... It's like the bat suit goes out for the chin.
Yeah. And then... But
got like a Bruce Campbell chin going on.
We also have to remember that he was Daredevil.
I know.
And Daredevil kind of sucked.
Yeah, it kind of did.
But I don't know if
but
that's
then
just
a lot
because...
of early Marvel movies kind of, if you think about it, really did kind of suck.
Yeah.
I mean, the old Fantastic Four movies really weren't that good. The first one was okay.
Yeah, but...
Spider-Man, the Sam Raimi ones, not that great. Daredevil, not that great. No. Catwoman, just ignore that. Oh, no, that's not even Marvel.
No, it
but
is.
Let's just ignore that one.
No,
completely.
No, isn't Catwoman?
Catwoman's DC.
There's a character that's very similar to Catwoman.
Yeah.
That was like, she dated Spider-Man.
Yeah,
for
it's like
a bit.
Black Cat or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're essentially almost the exact same character. That's how I got confused for a second. But yeah, let's just forget that whole little Catwoman movie. But yeah, let's see, what other early Marvel movies were there?
I don't really think Ben Affleck can do this voice.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I don't know if he's going to try doing that, but apparently, what's his name?
Because if he doesn't do that voice, people are going to find out who he is so easily.
None of the other Batmans really did that.
Yeah, I mean, sure, they had a mask, but, like, nobody put the voice to the face. Like, come on.
Well, compared to Superman's disguise, it's pretty good. Putting on a pair of glasses does not disguise your identity. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but he, like, does the cool hair gel thing, and that's, I'm pretty sure that's the masking power.
So, basically, when he turns in, when he puts on the Superman stuff, he goes, do-do-do,
yeah.
Swoop thingy, take off the glasses, I'm good.
Hair swirl, I am no longer recognizable. It's like, because
everybody stares at the swirl, not his face.
Yeah, well, why could he have, like, that would have been really nice if he had, like, the ability to change his face a little bit. Because, I mean, he's Kryptonian. This is, so why doesn't he have, like, the ability to, you know, just change his own body?
Facial structure or something. Yeah, because honestly, that is one of my many gripes with Superman. I know I have a lot. Even though Man of Steel was good, I still have gripes with the character Superman.
Yeah.
That's one of my biggest ones. He just puts on a pair of glasses. How is that concealing his secret identity? And only Lois Lane figures it out.
Because it makes him look like a nerd. And nobody ever thinks that nerds are Superman.
Yeah, but I think they would kind of recognize, especially since he does Superman photography reporting stuff.
It's like a Spider-Man
Peter Parker thing. How does nobody make that connection that he's the only one who seems to be able to get photos of Spider-Man?
Dude, I'm pretty sure his aunt figures it out eventually.
Oh, yeah, his aunt does figure it out.
I don't know
how. His aunt figures it out. Well, she catches him sneaking out one time.
Oh, wait. Yeah, really?
I think so, probably. Yeah. That's the same way MJ finds out. She sees him sneaking out one time.
No, I thought he just straight up told her. And then
no.
She was like, can we get it on now? And he was like, yeah. And then
that
did.
May have been in the Raimi movies, but no, in the comics, no, she just kind of sneaking out.
Dang, that's
it
a
turns
crappy
out a lot. It turns out, like, it seems like a lot of different people seem to know who Spider-Man is, but then they don't tell him until they're either about to die or something big happens.
Yeah, and that's also a crappy way to find out that one of the people you've known for a really long time is a superhero.
Yeah.
You catch them sneaking out to be a superhero.
Yeah, and putting on their mask. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You got me. Like, you couldn't just, you know, maybe build the trust with those people and then, like, say, they'd want to wonder, where are you going? Like, he can't be bad enough to get caught.
Mm-mm.
All the time.
No.
That's
no,
bad Spider-Man
like
practice.
No, it just seems like, well, people that are close to him seem to notice.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyways.
Here's the thing about Ben Affleck being Batman, he's going to be alongside Henry Cavill, or however you say his silly British
name. I still don't
know
how to say it either, so.
He's going to be next to him, so I don't really, like, are they going to be best friends?
I don't know, because I had heard at one point that they were supposed to be Superman versus Batman.
Oh.
But then I don't know if they went back on that.
I don't know. Okay, it's Zack Snyder, so he might go Superman versus Batman. Because
there was a comic series that did that, and actually Superman beats Spider-Man.
Who? Wrong
Batman.
Universe.
Batman beat Superman. Because
he got kryptonite somehow, right?
Probably. Oh, that's the thing with Batman. He outsmarts his villains. Superman just overpowers them.
Yeah. Superman just, like, stares at them and then makes them melt with his laser eyes. And
pretty
then
much.
Batman
or just beats
him
into submission. He like, basically fries him with his mind.
Yeah, but Batman has lasers too, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, but he builds them.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. He's like Tony Stark of the DC Universe.
He's Tony Stark, but with no social skills, really. He doesn't have that many, especially in the newest Batman movie. He just turns into the dude who stays in his house
little
all
hermit,
the time.
Yeah. Although he does come out a little bit, but not very much. But no.
Only to creep out the maid.
Yeah, and show up at parties.
Yeah.
But no. Yeah, I don't know. That's my big thing with Ben Affleck amongst... Yeah, it's A... He's not like built at all for the role.
Yeah, he's got to bulk up.
Oh yeah, he's got to bulk up.
He's got to take some tips from A-Rod and get some of the juice. And then next year he's Batman.
I was going to say Daniel Craig almost for James Bond, because look at him in like Layer Cake compared to Casino Royale.
Yeah. Yeah, he was pretty skinny in Layer Cake.
Yeah, he was, and he was even skinnier in roles before that.
Although he was being a kind of a drug addict.
No, he wasn't an addict, he was a dealer.
He was like taking drugs and like beer.
I'm not sure that wasn't like a sleeping pill or some sort of pink. It wasn't like he was like doing cocaine or something like that.
Cocaine in pill form, maybe. Over the counter.
Rule number two. I've gotten that far in Scarface. Rule number two, don't get high on your own product.
I hear sometimes that Adderall is basically just over-the-counter meth.
I don't think so, but I don't know.
It's supposed to do something for ADHD, which I know nothing about, of course. And let's just look up Adderall. Because I wonder, can we get Batman addicted to drugs in this universe?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure Ben Affleck he's done coke before.
Oh, I have no doubt. Absolutely. If he's been acting since the 80s, everybody's done coke.
Yeah.
In that time.
Seriously. But Batman can't have a beard. He's got to know that.
No.
It's fine in Argo when you're pretending to be in... what decade was that? Like the 60s?
1979/80.
Okay, yeah. So he's pretending to be a BG, but he's going to the Middle East.
Yeah.
Whatever. You can have your stupid beard.
Yeah.
But...
Everybody had a beard.
You can't have it if you're Batman.
No.
The only reason that Christian Bale had any sort of like facial hair was because he was becoming that hermit dude.
Yeah, he was becoming a recluse, but he shaved it off once he started coming out to be Batman again. It wasn't like Batman with a beard, which would have been kind of interesting to see, quite honestly.
Yeah. Affleck just needs to know how to not ruin the character.
I don't know. I mean...
Forget everything he learned from Daredevil.
Yes.
And, I don't know, just... Don't be a douche.
I don't know. The thing is, I'm really torn on this because I think, I don't think he was the right choice. I think there was way more actors that would have been better choices.
You would have picked Daniel Craig, of course.
No, I probably wouldn't have.
Who would you have picked?
I don't know. But the thing is, I wouldn't have picked Ben Affleck. I didn't even know he was going to be considered. I don't know who I was thinking.
Matt Damon's got to be Robin.
I knew that was going to come up, that you were going to bring that up. If you didn't, I was going to. Yeah, because I think somebody photoshopped that. It was like, yeah.
And all he says the entire time is, Matt Damon!
Or, holy something or other, Batman.
Those are his only lines. Holy Matt Damon, Batman. Okay, Matt Damon is Batman. Let's think about this. Yes. No.
I don't know.
The answer is yes.
No.
And
then Ben Affleck be Robin. That I could see better than the opposite.
Okay, Ben Affleck being Robin.
And
totally.
Matt Damon being Batman. I can see that better than the opposite. Honestly, I mean, we know Matt Damon can do action movies.
Yeah.
I mean, Born.
Totally.
He knows how to do it. And that's the thing that I was thinking with Ben Affleck is... Other than Daredevil, he's really never done much for action movies where he actually does physical stuff.
Yeah. He's a really good actor, though.
He isn't bad. I mean, Matt Damon, yeah. I thought you were doing Ben Affleck. I mean...
No, Ben Affleck sucks.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. Argo wasn't bad, but, you know...
Yeah, I liked Argo because it was like... is it right to say period piece? Because of the time frame that it was from? But seriously, Matt Damon, there's clips of him. You can find him on YouTube. He kind of guest stars as himself on Entourage sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And when he's guest starring as himself, he just portrays himself as a total douche. And he's getting mad at everybody because the plot line of Entourage is like they're constantly trying to make movies.
Yeah.
So he's trying to like either direct a bit or star in it. And he's just getting mad at everybody. And he pulls it off so well.
He seems to do that a lot pretty well. I mean, it's like... And he's actually pretty good at humanitarian and that kind of stuff, but that's beside the point. But anyways.
Oh, yeah, he's doing, like, that water thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, besides that even, he's done a lot of humanitarian stuff.
I don't know what else.
I don't either, but I just
know
he does.
Who pays attention to that?
I don't know.
People being good people. Yeah, that's not what we focus on.
Anyways, but yeah, did you ever see that thing that was, like, the Jimmy Kimmel getting back at Matt Damon for taking over a show?
Did
you see that? That was pretty good. And then the guy, when he's, Matt Damon says, you do know I speak Spanish, right? In Spanish to the guy, and the guy's face is just like, what?
That was the greatest.
That was priceless.
That's, like, the greatest TV friendship
I know,
have ever seen.
I know. And I love that Hollywood and, you know, actors and that kind of stuff can actually take and give jokes back and forth and, you know, laugh it off. But be serious about it.
They should do it more often. Like, I want
to
see...
It'll be funny to see what Matt Damon does back.
I want to see...
I wonder if they actually coordinate with each other what they're going to do, or does this just surprise each other?
Maybe. Ooh, maybe they can continue the Matt Damon-Jimmy Kimmel rivalry, but Matt Damon brings along Ben Affleck, and they both kidnap Jimmy again.
Yeah.
I need to write for... What network is Kimmel on?
I forget.
Is he on NBC?
I don't know.
I can find out. No, he's on ABC. I knew that.
NBC, I thought, was like Letterman or something.
I want to see Robert Downey Jr. take over Conan.
That would be funny.
I think they would bond.
They'd probably get along pretty good.
They really would. And Conan does that thing, too, where he portrays himself as a douche.
Mm.
But usually it's when he does, like, those behind-the-scenes bit in his own office. Like, he's making fun of interns and people that he works with. There's one guy that I have no idea if they set this up or not. It seemed pretty legitimate. He wants everybody to be in the office by 9 a.m., but every Friday there's always one guy that shows up like an hour to an hour and a half late. And so he does something intervention style where he's just in his office waiting for him, and he just starts questioning him about what he's been doing the whole time. And then like he gets him like a really huge clock so he knows what time it's always going to be. And he's just being a total dick the entire time.
Yeah.
And I think it's brilliant. And if you just like put him next to Robert Downey Jr., I think maybe I think Rob, can I call him Rob?
Robbie. He would sure. Rob, whatever.
I don't know. But I really think that he would riff on Conan being a douche and just make fun of him all the time and then win over the crowd.
And then Conan would make some sort of pass about Downey doing cocaine or something like that.
Probably. I don't know.
Or heroin. Was Downey cocaine or heroin?
He was a cocaine guy.
I thought it was cocaine and heroin. But yeah, I thought that was, it was one of the two. And that's why.
Don't mix your drugs.
I don't know. Well, you know, why not?
Because you'll die?
Maybe you'll get a different experience. No, not promoting that at all. Don't do drugs.
Don't do the drugs, kids.
But no, apparently, that's what I was kind of curious when I heard when my mom was talking about Robert Downey Jr. when he got cast as Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Because Sherlock Holmes is pretty much a cocaine addict or opium addict.
I thought it was a booze hound.
No. He would take like three times a day like a 3% solution of cocaine or opium.
Yay!
Three times a day when he wasn't working.
And the rest was marijuana.
Now, because his mind... This is what Arthur Conan Doyle...
That man.
The guy that wrote the books. Anyways, he was saying, basically, Holmes was saying, I need to keep my mind stimulated when I'm not working, basically, is what he was saying. So, drugs apparently kept his mind stimulated.
Well, I don't know. There's been lines of thought that say that... people with higher intellects, like, have to, like, enhance their life with drugs because, like, the idea...
They get bored with regular life?
They get bored or depressed with regular life, so they try and use drugs to distract themselves from that...
Yeah, I don't know.
...line of thinking, I guess.
But, yeah. So that's probably a good thing that they cut out from the Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes movies.
Doing cocaine.
Yeah, or opium.
Heroin's
derived from opium, so...
There's no hint of him doing any drugs.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, because he's, like, supposed to be 100% clean, I think, except for, you know, of course, alcohol, because that is socially acceptable.
Yeah.
Which, you know what, it's very, very crazy to hear.
Yeah.
I think. Because, you know, I saw a really bad picture the other day. It was a lady who was, like, the worst alcoholic you can imagine, like 5 wine bottles a day alcoholic.
Oh wow. Okay.
And what eventually
she's basically in a constant state of intoxication.
Yep. And the picture was of her in the hospital because she had absolutely killed her liver. It was done.
Alcohol poisoning.
Her skin was completely yellow, like jaundice times 12.
Oh good.
And it was really bad, and I've seen pictures of Robert Downey Jr., and he definitely wasn't a booze hound, now that I think about it, but he was getting really puffy.
Yeah.
That seems to be, like, the main symptom of most drugs, is people get puffy.
Or really gaunt, one of the two.
Yeah, that's, like,
That's like meth or heroin.
Meth and heroin makes you skinny. All the other drugs make you fat. So, oh, that's why you should mix your drugs, is so you can get a good...
You maintain current weight.
Yay!
Yeah, good complexion, all that fun stuff.
That's healthy.
Yeah.
But not.
No, yeah.
Stimulants are bad, okay?
Yeah.
Don't take Adderall either. I know we mentioned that earlier.
Did you ever find out what it is?
Technically a psychostimulant.
Okay.
But, so I guess it could be along the same lines as meth, because it does some weird stuff to your head.
Yeah.
But I didn't look up meth, though.
Yeah.
So I can figure this out. Meth comes up... they just called it a controlled substance.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not the same. You know what? And I heard this from Breaking Bad, and I have no idea if it's true. This is why I brought up Adderall earlier. But apparently, meth used to be sold over the counter.
I'm not sure about that. I mean, I was wondering about that myself, because I remember thinking about that same thing, because I saw that on the show too.
Yeah, I need a. Let's see. Oh,
which, by the way, if just in case, so we can get that out there, not to do any sort of promotion for AMC, but if you haven't watched Breaking Bad, watch it.
Yeah, do it.
Do it. It's on first. Everything up until the newest episodes are on Netflix right now. So seasons 1 through 4 and half of 5 is up.
Yeah, if you start watching it on Netflix now. You'll probably be occupied until like 2 days from now, because you won't be able to stop watching.
No, you'll probably be forced to watch like a season a day or in a day or two. Well, the first season you can get done in a day.
Let's see.
But then the other seasons, yeah, it takes about 2 days to get through if you hammer through them.
If you have nothing else to do, just watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Following the use of amphetamine in the 1930s for asthma, narcolepsy, and symptoms of the common cold, in 1943, Abbott Laboratories requested U.S. FDA approval of methamphetamine for treatment of narcolepsy, mild depression, post-anaphylactic Parkinsonism, I'm going to have to look that up, chronic alcoholism, cerebral arteriosclerosis, and hay fever. Which was granted in December 1944.
Wow.
So,
well, it's kind of the same way where cocaine and opium were legal in the early 1900s. Actually, cocaine was, it was like, you know, considered crazy, the idea that cocaine was bad for you.
Yeah. It's like, I can't believe it. It makes me feel so great. And then, like, John Belushi's life story came out. And then people were like, oh, well, I guess I'll end up looking like John Belushi if I do drugs. I guess I shouldn't.
Yeah. What, fat?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I started, we went to Powell's like a week ago, and I found the biography of John Belushi.
Is half of it about him cocaine?
Oh, like all of it.
Oh.
I read maybe the first 20 pages or so, and it was just talking about, it was the memories of like his wife. And the dude who directed the Blues Brothers,
I don't remember his name
right now, but it was about them like seeing him high all the time and drunk all the time, and just trying to make him get basic things done, like shooting a 2-minute scene took them like 3 days because he was locking himself in his trailer and shooting up for no reason.
And then he'd be like, yeah, I don't really feel like shooting today.
Yeah, and you can hear him in the Blues Brothers, too, with that whole deviated septum thing. Like, that part where he's messing with the good old boys.
Yeah.
When they show up at the bar. Like, especially then, he just sounds pretty nasally and just, like, he's got, like, a nostril blocked or something.
Yeah.
And,
you know, now that you say that, I noticed it even more.
Yep.
I just figured he had a stuffy nose or something. Or they had crappy sound quality.
Nope, he's just high all the time.
That's true.
That's how we got through that movie.
It's like, what's her name? Carrie Fisher in Star Wars.
What's her name? How dare you?
Oh.
About her being on cocaine all the time?
Cocaine, yeah, all that fun stuff.
Although, I don't really know as though it was noticeable in the Star Wars cast.
Oh. Look at her in, like, Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, how pale she is compared to A New Hope, or the original Star Wars.
Oh, I thought I was just thinking like behavior.
Oh no, I'm just thinking. Look at the way she acts and the way she looks. She just looks a little more gaunt. She's very.
She didn't
very
look puffy.
No, she's more gaunt. She's pale. Oh. Yeah. Apparently, in some scenes, they actually had to just like prop her up because she was so high.
What about? Did you think Harrison Ford did coke?
That one I'm not sure about.
Because, all right, Let's be honest. I want to kind of see high Han Solo. But like, this is horrible to think, but if he was driving the Millennium Falcon while he was on coke, he would be like so awesome, because he'd immediately put it into light speed
without getting components from the nav computer.
Yeah, he wouldn't even figure out.
Screw this, go.
Yeah, we gotta go, Chewie, let's start it, yeah!
And he's just like, which means, dude, you're high, get a hold of yourself. He's like, maybe I'll jump into light speed. And then they crash into a black hole and die.
Yeah, he would probably die, but at least
fly through a meteor shower.
At least it wouldn't be from the cocaine, it would be a heroic death.
It would be pretty epic flying into a... although, what do you think would happen if you flew into a black hole at light speed, at the speed of light?
Well, you wouldn't get out.
No, obviously, because light can't get out. Although, what if you're going 0.5 past light speed? Because that's what the Falcon's top speed was.
I can't even think about that.
Wow, we really nerded out on that one.
I don't know, because, the idea is that, you know, black holes capture light.
Right.
Like, automatically.
Well, they have such a strong pull that nothing escapes them that we know of.
Yeah, but, so would things faster than light, like, have any sort of advantage for getting...
I don't know, because maybe it has a pull of, like, 1.25 times, 1.25 the speed of light, or pull of whatever to counteract light.
Wait,
so.
Wait, when you say 0.5 past light speed, that's like light speed plus half of light
speed.
Yeah,
so it's like,
right?
1.5 times light speed.
Okay. That, first of all, that's mind-blowingly fast.
Yeah, I did the math. It's like a couple million miles an hour.
Oh my god.
I was like, 0.5 past light speed. Okay, Wikipedia, what's the speed of light in miles per hour?
I don't know.
Except for gave it in meters per second, so I had to do some calculations on that, but
silly metric. Metric system is better. Can we agree? No?
For some things, yes. Some things, no.
Yeah? I mean, well, you're going into engineering,
yes,
so...
which is very metric-y, yes.
Metric-y.
Yeah.
Awesome. the black hole thing, I don't think, even if you were going 5 times the speed of light, you'd be able to get out.
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be interesting. Although, is there anything faster than the speed of light, though? That's the thing, is we don't know, because if it was going faster than light, we couldn't see it going that speed.
Did we ever figure out that neutrino thing, or was it... Yeah, I think it was neutrinos. We're like, we shot them through the Earth a couple years ago, and then the scientists looked at the numbers and they were like, well, this can't be right. It's going faster than the speed of light. And then the world was like, it's what? Millennium Falcon time! And then nothing seemed to happen.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah,
it was kind of disappointing.
I
really hope they would figure something out and, like, make laser guns or something. I don't know. Like, every scientific advancement, I hope, is going to bring us, like, laser guns or flying cars or hoverboards. We got, like, 2 more years for the hoverboard, right? Hoverboard?
2015, yeah.
Yep, Back to the Future was set in 2015.
Because it was 30 years ahead in 1980. It went 30 years ahead behind, or went 30 years behind, then 30 years ahead, then 60 years back to 1955 again.
What
so
month?
Back. Was November 15th, 1955 was the year he went back to in the first movie.
Okay, but does he go to November again?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I didn't pay that much attention to number two because I didn't like it very much.
I think it was okay.
It was okay, but 1 and 3 were better.
Really? Even 3?
Even 3. Although I'm partial to Westerns, so.
Yeah, well, whatever. You you biased person.
I know.
It's no big deal, really.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of... And you're talking about black holes and that kind of, or are talking about black holes and that kind of stuff. Maybe think,
yeah.
That Christopher Nolan project, Interstellar. That
did you tell me about this?
I think I was mentioning it. Yeah, they actually have re-updated the plot summary because it used to be that basically it explores Kip Thorne's theories about wormholes and that kind of stuff to explain the theories of relativity that Einstein never could, which is cool in itself because it's a movie based on science.
So this dude was basically, screw you, Einstein.
No, he's like, Einstein, you're a genius, but I'm explaining the stuff you couldn't.
Okay, got it.
So, one-upped you. But anyways, so they re-updated you pulled up IMDb.
Yeah, I got it. A group of explorers make use of a newly discovered wormhole to surpass the limitations on human space travel and conquer the vast distances involved in an interstellar voyage. I gotta read that. Okay.
So it's a sci-fi, you know, a wormhole, basically travels through space, but it's got an interesting cast mashup. And Anne Hathaway, Matthew McConaughey, Jessica Chastain, Casey Affleck. I know Matthew McConaughey. I was like,
Ben Affleck's brother's in this?
Yeah, Casey Affleck. Topher Grace.
Boo.
Yeah. Although Christopher Nolan, I don't know. I mean, he is a way of pulling together weird groups of people and making it work.
He can make him do stuff. I mean, he got the chick from Juno to be in Inception, and it worked. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And then it got, you know, the guy from Titanic to do okay as the lead. You know,
ooh, John Lithgow's in this.
Yeah, John Lithgow's in it. Michael Caine, obviously, because he does everything with Christopher Nolan.
Yay.
Yeah, it's an interesting cast mashup, and it's got, Christopher Nolan. Come on. I mean, he's pretty good.
Did you have you ever heard that a British person saying Michael Caine just sounds like kind of like an American person saying my cocaine?
Yeah.
Speaking of cocaine, this could work. I think
it's gonna be awesome, honestly, because Christopher Nolan knows what he's doing. Plus, pays attention to stuff. Plus, Kit Thorne was the guy that came up with these series was actually a consultant with this movie.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, I almost positive he's still alive, and he did most of his work actually fairly recently.
No way.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I know. So they're actually paying attention to real world science.
Ooh, more space stuff. Like movies and things.
Yeah.
Remember Cosmos?
Yeah.
Carl Sagan?
Yeah.
Well, they're bringing that back,
kind of.
But Neil deGrasse Tyson's going to be controlling the imaginary spaceship.
Hmm.
And, you know, flying around space and stuff.
But yeah.
It looks really cool.
Yeah. So that's something new. And of course, in Christopher Nolan fashion, he's releasing almost no details about anything.
Jerk.
Well, he plays things close to the vest.
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't like, and I agree and respect him for this, you know, how a lot of movies, most if not all the movie, gets spoiled before it even releases, because, you know, either with pictures and trailers and that, people and fans, hardcore people, piece everything together and figure out pretty much most of the plot line and most of the twists and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, dude, it totally happened with the new Wolverine movie.
I
didn't even look up anything, and I could kind of tell what the plot was. Like, he loses his powers, now he's got to go get him again, and he's mad at the old Japanese guy.
He double-crosses him, and then Silver Samurai turns up, and there's a bunch of, what other things were that? I mean, Man of Steel, basically, the entire thing was given away from the trailers, obviously.
Yeah, pretty much.
General Zod, okay, Superman gets shipped to Earth. Zod shows up, wants him, Superman fights him back, movie over.
Although Zod had a pretty cool, like, dubstep machine that he was trying to destroy the Earth with.
That was cool, I'll be
that
honest.
That was neat. Yeah, I don't know. This could work fine.
Yeah, I think I'm excited for it, and they actually finally gave a release date, November 4th next year.
Oh, so
I know. But it was initially planned for 2015, so that's progress.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey is also in that Martin Scorsese's doing another thing.
Okay.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, yeah.
That looks pretty good.
God, Scorsese loves Leonardo DiCaprio, doesn't he?
Yeah, he kind of does, but I just want to see Matthew McConaughey acting silly like he was in that restaurant.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, so, I mean, ever since I heard about this thing, I've been trying to follow the Interstellar thing, so it seems like it'll be really good, plus, you know, Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, I don't actually remember hearing about this before.
I think I've mentioned before when I first heard about the project, when, you know, only Matthew McConaughey had been confirmed as a cast member.
And then I was like, whatever, and then I forgot about it.
And then they added Anne Hathaway, and that was the only two cast members they had announced for a long time, and then boom, 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 Michael Caine.
Is this going to be short hair or long hair Anne Hathaway?
I don't know.
What do you think? My bet's long hair.
I'm thinking at least medium to long.
Yeah?
Like
Ripley short or like just normal long?
Either.
It's going to be in space, so it's going to be all future-y and in the future, like,
maybe not super future-y, but maybe like somewhere between Ripley long and Batman long.
Okay.
Somewhere in there. I mean, it's not going to be like Les Mis hair or like she is when she was at the Oscars.
She's practically bald in Les Mis.
Okay, like she was at the Oscars for Les Mis. You know, with that super short hair.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's space hair. It definitely is.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that.
Maybe she could. I want to see her be Vasquez. Wouldn't that be hilarious?
He's not doing an Alien remake.
I know.
Although if anybody was going to, I would put money on Christopher Nolan doing
it. To do an Alien remake?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Ridley Scott obviously proved he can't do it.
Nope, he's done.
And he's yet doing another project. I don't know what, but I'm not going to see it because I'm done with him pretty much.
And
they have announced they are going to do a second Blade Runner thing, which, no, too long.
Just like another recut or like another movie?
Another movie.
Ugh.
Yeah, agreed.
God. Let's see.
Ooh, just thought of this. When we were talking about, you know, actually paying attention to science and that kind of stuff, made me think, what movie do you think pays the least attention to the laws of physics and science?
Transformers.
Really? You're going with Transformers? I mean,
I watched the third one.
It was the best of the three, but that's like
it wasn't. Shut up.
Okay, hear me out for this. But that's
it
like
was it was as long as Lord of the Rings.
No, not quite.
So
not
long.
The Lord of the Rings I watch. I watch the extended versions. So, but no. Okay, saying it was the best of the three is like saying getting my wisdom teeth was better than having my face operated on. It's true. That doesn't mean the wisdom teeth was good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the drugs were cool. But
yeah, but I got the same ones, if not better ones, when I was younger and had my face surgery.
Yay.
So we got more potent. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay. Other movies that pay even less attention to physics.
Or basically science in
Fast
general.
Fast and Furious?
Yeah, a little
one
bit.
One of the
yeah.
movies in that series.
Yeah. They don't really pay much attention to physics, but Transformers still beats Fast and Furious. I was actually. An interesting thought I just had. Star Wars
messing up physics? Well, I mean, because they do ignore the speed of light.
They ignore the speed of light. They possibly exceed it exponentially. You can see the light lasers moving around. They have swords of light that just stop.
We're working on that, though.
I know, but...
We're, like, making lightsabers right now.
I know,
now.
But the thing is, if you make a lightsaber now, it's just going to keep shooting off into space until it hits something. Because it's a
then
laser.
Then it's just a gun.
Pretty much. A gun that you swing around that's constantly firing.
Awesome.
Yeah. Pretty much. Or it's like a super high intensity laser pointer.
Yeah.
And then the light stops when you hit another one. Yeah, it's just, I think about it, I was like, wait a minute. And then like the engines, like Star Wars, if the engine's not running, the thing just stops. They don't just keep floating through space.
Yeah, that's true. Well, okay, we have to think about it like this, is I don't know if Star Wars counts because it's a fictional universe. And I don't know. And of course, in fictional universes, we can consider them to be alternate.
Yeah, so
meaning
that
rules of physics that we have may not.
That's true.
Exactly.
Think about
apply.
That. Yeah, I don't know. I just was thinking about that. Was what I knew Transformers was going to come up because I was thinking that one initially.
Yeah. And I think we can count Transformers because it is Earth-based.
Yeah.
It is. It's on the planet Earth, so
with
we can...
real cities. With it's not like Batman or Superman where they have fictitious cities.
Yeah. Spider-Man.
No, it more or less follows
because,
it.
Because, I mean, him catching people with webs, all right?
He doesn't shoot him. You can't shoot him in the foot because that gives him whiplash and kills him.
Yeah, I mean.
Which is going to happen.
It's a very big whiplash-inducing thing. Like, in one of the comics, that's how.
That's how he kills Gwen Stacy.
Yeah,
so that's how
neck.
Emma Stone's going to die in Spider-Man 3, I'm sure, already.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
You're woohooing about Emma Stone being killed off. That's cold.
Well, I'm just like woohooing.
Paying attention to things.
Yeah.
Yeah. But another thought is that the first G.I. Joe movie where ice sinks.
Ha! Yeah! Oh, that one wins. I completely blanked that. Yeah, that wins.
I still haven't seen it, but I know that.
Oh, God. Well, because I told you.
Yeah, I know, but I had to refresh your memory.
It was... No, and I can't believe they were doing this. And I watched a video of a guy talking about that movie like 2 or 3 years before it was even made.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, his reaction was, "Why in the love of God would you make a live action G.I. Joe movie?"
Yeah, and then make a sequel to it.
Oh, jeez, but The Rock's in the new one, right?
And Bruce Willis.
Yeah, but Bruce Willis is just turning into a douche, and so is Harrison Ford.
Kind of, yeah.
They just get their
they're turning into money whores, basically.
Yeah,
they do whatever it takes to get a paycheck, and they don't care about the rest of it.
They got old, and
yeah,
that's what happens when
they're trying
you
to
get
relive
old.
Their glory,
which is never gonna happen.
No, it doesn't work. Look at Indy 4.
Yeah,
which is another reason why.
But
I
that
have...
was George Lucas's fault.
Yeah, no, Spielberg, too.
Yeah, but Spielberg just gave Lucas the money.
That's true. Really. He's like, yeah, whatever, go have fun.
George Lucas was all like, I want CGI gophers, and Spielberg was like, whatever you want. Man,
yeah,
because I don't know if he might have been high.
Maybe
George was completely sober and thinking of CGI gophers, and Spielberg was just sitting in the corner rolling up a big fatty just going, I make better movies than you.
Yeah.
Good for him.
But then that also makes me wonder, new Star Wars, is having the three, you know, Luke, Leia, and Han just going to be trying to relive the glory days?
They just can't be in the movies that long. It's got to be cameo limit.
No, they're probably not going to.
Maybe not with, I don't know, because they don't. Maybe Han Solo will be there in there for a bit longer.
Maybe, but I heard one rumor that they were trying to get Zac Efron and Ryan Gosling in it as Luke and Han's kids. I'm like, if this happens, I am absolutely vetoing this movie.
The operative word is rumor.
Yes, I know.
It's been confirmed that Ben Affleck is Batman.
Uh-huh.
It's a rumor that it's Zac Efron's.
I know. I know.
Dude is like, I'm pretty sure he's homeless by now.
Who?
Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Because like,
there's only one thing that he's in that I liked.
What was it?
Firefly. He was young Simon.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
He was young Simon in that one scene.
Whoa. Oh, man. I never picked up on that. Oh, geez. Mind blown.
Oh.
I thought he just, like, did a High School Musical and then, like, quit.
I wish.
We all wish that.
I wish that had never actually happened, though, quite honestly.
That High School Musical never happened?
Yeah.
I don't know why it did, really.
And yet alone three of them. But yeah, anyways, on that bombshell.
Yay. Zac Efron was young Simon Tam. Holy crap. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIFRadio. We're also TGIF Radio on Twitter. Go ahead and like the Coug Radio Facebook page, too. I don't actually know what the URL is for it, but...
I'm not sure. Worst case, you can go to vancouver.wsu.edu and search Coug Radio.
Yeah, it's K-O-U-G. It's not the conventional spelling of Coug.
No, probably because the C-O-U-G is probably the Pullman one.
Well, do they have a radio station up there?
I don't know.
I wonder if, like,
I just
we
was
could
guessing.
Do some sort of coordination with
yeah,
them.
Like, broadcast out there, too. Like,
we're,
link up.
We're doing, like, world domination again.
We're doing networking.
Yeah. No, that's good to have.
Yeah.
Things you want to say before we kill this and, you know, go to school and stuff.
Oh, you're going to school. I'm going to clean stuff and then a wedding. But, yeah. Just party on and see you guys next week when we go semi-pro.
It's semi-pro in an hour long. Hopefully we can keep it going for that long.
Yeah,
so,
and you guys can put up with it.
We're gonna see how next week turns out.
Yes.
So.
And Jared will return for, is it going to be his final episode for
a
while?
Well, yeah, because he said he's in Georgia now.
Right, and he'll be back this coming week.
Yeah.
And then he does the show, and then I think not the week he gets back, but the week after that he leaves for basic.
Yeah, so.
He leaves like the 4th.
He should be able to like get to the school and.
Worst case, he can ride up with you and back with me.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
And he can kill an hour up there while you have class before then, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the problem, is like one of my classes ends right when the slot starts, pretty much. So it's probably going to get cut a little bit short, not quite an hour.
That's
but...
not terrible. So wait, so what is your schedule again? No, we'll figure this out later.
I'll tell you later. Okay, yeah, we're killing this.
All right.
Next week, bye.
Bye.